أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويقيمون الصلاة اور قائم رکھتے ہیں نماز کو. نماز we had discussed yesterday also, but it is so important, so just for the benefit of all of us, the emphasis that is with regard to namaz, may Allah make us that we realize it. Yeah, Allah has explained it, that it is one of the great qualities of the muttaqeen. And after bringing iman bil ghaib, that is all the things that we have to bring iman on, the first and most important thing is, which Allah has referred to, is namaz. Namaz, the quantity of namaz also we should see is correct, the quality of namaz also. Our outside namaz, our outer forms of namaz also, and the inside of our namaz we should also see. With regard to the quantity, we should resolve and think, give it a little time, and make it the object of our lives, that my five times namaz I must perform. That is, our farz namazes and with takbir-e-ula. In anything, a latecomer is not a welcome. A person always we come late for namaz, it is not correct at all. We must want two rakats. And sometimes we join the namaz just before making salam. Our namaz will be made, we cover it up afterwards. But imagine a worker who comes just before shop closes, or he comes to the office just before the time to close, he comes to the office. So we are to come late, we should determine and make it for each one of us, all of us, we should try and become conscious that we make our namazes with takbir-e-ula. That is the first thing. Then after that, all the wajibs of the wajibate namaz, which is our witr namaz, with that also we should perform, and then the sunnate muakkada. And on their place, the two sunnats of Fajr, we should make sure that we read them also. The four sunnats before Zohar, we must make them always before Zohar, in such a time that we get our takbir-e-ula. The two sunnate muakkada after Zohar, we should also always make it, never miss it out. And of course the two sunnats of Maghrib, and then the two sunnah after Maghrib, and the two sunnate muakkada after Isha namaz. Then besides that, all the other namazes which are not sunnate muakkada, that also we should make sure that we make them as far as possible. We should try our best in anything, we always want it complete. Like we have a meal, we always want the achar and the kachumar also. One thing is short, and then we are not satisfied with it. So our namazes also, everything, all our namazes, we should try and make them properly. And then after that, the outward form of namaz, that also we should pay attention. And is my namaz correct outwardly at least? When I lift up my hands, am I lifting them up correctly till the ear lobes? Are my palms facing Qibla when I lift up my hands? When I fasten my hands, which is very important, fasten it below the navel and with the three fingers of the right hand on the wrist of the forehands. Many of us are negligent and we don't fasten it properly. As explained beautifully, like when an aeroplane takes off, make sure that our seat belts are on, because we are going to fly very high. And in case there is a problem, then a person will have suffered very, very dire consequences. In namaz, we are flying even more higher. We are flying to Allah Ta'ala. And so to say, if our seat belt is not fastened, then we also, we suffer dire consequences. With consequently, we see that we have no concentration in namaz. We have fallen out of namaz. We are flying high and we have fallen right out of namaz, because so to say we did not fasten our seat belt properly. And also from that we see that a person hardly fastens his hand and he starts scratching by his scratches that place all the time. The outward form of namaz also is completely spoiled. So it is very important that our outward form of namazes, when we go in ruku, that we have bent properly, that we hold our knees properly with our fingers. In sajda, all the outward form of namaz also, a person should study it, learn it from somebody, and learn a practical namaz. Namaz is not only from kitabs that we learn, but learn it practically from somebody, so that our namazes practically can be correct. So that is the outward form of namaz. Then of course, the inside, the concentration of namaz. That is also extremely important, that we have at least some concentration. In fact, we should have full concentration on our namaz. A person who immediately after namaz takes out his cell phone, and he's got so much concentration that somebody speaks to him, he doesn't hear also. At home also, when we are with the cell phone, the wife can scream on our head, but we don't hear what she's saying. Or when she is busy with the phone, the husband can say what he wants to, but she's not listening. If our namazes could be one bit like that, with that concentration, that we are absorbed in our namazes. And if we make the effort, as we see with the cell phone, how we are so absorbed, we can become absorbed in our namazes also like that. So it is very important, namaz. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu should say, "Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah." The most important thing by me for your life is your namaz. We should take out 1-2 minutes and speak to Allah and say, "I make namaz the object of my life." And we should try and come to that where we make shukr to Allah that you made namazes faras for us. You granted us this great gift, and not only you granted it to us, but you made it faras for us. And when we make our namazes, we must make shukr to Allah, you gave me the tawfiq to make namaz. That we should appreciate namaz. Namaz, whatever difficulty Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam had, he should resort to namaz. Immediately go to the masjid. The wind will just blow a bit harder and he would make namaz. Any difficulty. And we should think that do we turn to Allah whenever we have got any difficulty. Do we make namaz and ask Allah Ta'ala? So namaz Allah has given us to take from His treasures. His unlimited treasures, Allah has given us namaz by which we can take from Allah. So our quantity of namaz must also be correct. All our namazes we must make them on the time, make them properly also. And then the quality of our namazes also, the outward form of our namaz also must be correct, our inside also. And then very, very important with that, we must make an effort on our at least family members, that all our family members are also making namaz. And then further than that, our neighborhood, and then the whole ummah, we should have that concern. And at least we should make dua, that the whole ummah makes namaz. Where we make dua for our children if they are ill, or they've got this need, they've got that need, we should ask ourselves, if we ever make namaz, dua, that, oh Allah, make all my children also namazis. So this is very important. Namaz is a very great thing which Allah has given us. He has mentioned it right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif. And not only to perform namaz, but iqamat salah. That is to establish, make it perfectly, correctly. And that namaz is properly established in us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, that we appreciate this great ni'mat of Allah, and we fulfill it as it's supposed to be, and fulfill all the requirements of namaz.